The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, to a weekend edition of Busted Open Podcast. I'm your weekend host, Brian McKinnell. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride today. And on the Saturday edition, we dive headfirst into Friday night and a returning legend showing up on Fox. That's right, Lita returns to pro wrestling. For how long, we give our thoughts on inside this edition here on Busted Open. Also, wouldn't it be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if we didn't give you weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling? Might be a surprise in store for y'all listeners there as you check out this episode. And also, finally on this episode, we talk about the return of one Jon Moxley. The date has been announced, and Mox is returning to the squared circle. All that and more on this edition of Busted Open Podcast Edition. All you got to do, sit back, relax, click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on a Saturday. Man, lover or hater, but you got to respect the queen, Charlotte Flair. You put a microphone in that woman's hand, and she is fuego, Mark Henry. I love Lita. We're going to talk about the return of Lita. We're going to talk about potential future championship aspirations, you know, one and done and all of that. But I am starting by talking about the magic that Charlotte Flair holds in her hands. A lot of people consider her the best of all time. I am one of them. Last night was another reason why that woman is a license to print money.
She is a wing clipper. There are a lot of bees around the beehive, but there's only one queen bee, and Charlotte Flair is that queen. And she'll challenge anybody in the ring with in a match, any style of match. And if she just stands across from you with a microphone, will eviscerate you with the microphone.
6 feet under.
No weakness.
None.
If she was to change her gimmick from the queen, she just would call herself, I'm complete. I have no weakness. And anybody that dares to think they can find one, the ring is right there. Put my music on. I'm walking that direction. Bring it. I'm waiting. I'm always waiting on somebody. Yeah. Everybody that comes back from the past, back to retirement. Everybody that's in the ring now that are outstanding talents that the fans get behind, that everybody loves, she gets in the ring, clip those wings. She clip them. Charlotte Flair, man, the greatest of all time.
It's crazy to think about because this is an era that features Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch. I mean, listen, the list goes on and on and on. There are incredibly talented women and men doing their thing, but few. Like, in terms of, like you said, eviscerating people on a microphone, and it's – It's not just the words she says, man. It's the way she delivers it. It's the pauses. It's the belief in her voice. She is the queen. She does eviscerate you on the mic because, and I mean, you can speak to this obviously more than I can. I don't know the woman. Probably because she believes it, Mark.
Yo, yeah. She knows how good she is.
Yeah.
Anybody that's ever been great at anything, the one thing that they know is themselves. Charlotte knows when she's holding back. Don't think for one second that she don't have to dummy down sometimes. There are times where if Charlotte goes full bore, she's going to eat him up, make him look bad. She got to dial it back, man, just to make it look interesting.
Too much ammo in the clip.
Man, she got an arsenal of weapons. She got weapons that they don't even know about. She got plasma guns. She got like she got stuff that even that people don't even know has been created yet. She got ion photon blasters.
She got the
blasters like old girl from Black Panther. The double gun, lion head guns. She got everything.
Yeah. Well, she does have everything. She is a complete package. She is the queen. But one person, one test that has eluded her is the returning Lita. The legend herself last night. Obviously, the nation just heard a little bit there from Charlotte Flair. Spitting some bars there at Lita, making Lita feel a certain way. But Mark, before Charlotte came out to interrupt Lita, because Lita was in the ring first, she had some interesting things to say and might have given a little bit of a window into the future of the returning legend. Yes, we know Lita is showing up at Royal Rumble. She will be an entrant into the 30 women over the top rope, classic that we're all accustomed to, but that may not be it for Lita. Check out what Lita had to say last night on Friday Night SmackDown before Charlotte interrupted her.
I did not have the opportunity to compete in the Royal Rumble match when I was competing. We didn't have one, but now we do. And I don't know about you guys, but I think I've got one run left in me.
Now listen, Mark, I don't know if that is just to get people enticed about her return to the Royal Rumble. I don't know exactly what the plans are, but with the fact that Charlotte came out, we saw the end of that confrontation between Charlotte and Lita end with the twist of fate. Like, I mean, Lita looks like a million bucks. Lita's always looked great. She looks like she's in ring ready shape. I could see another run for Lita. I would love to see it. We're seeing it with Mickie James and how great she is at Impact. These ladies have plenty left to give. And unfortunately, which seems so often is the case with the women, and the same thing happens in Hollywood when they reach, you know, their late 30s or early 40s, because it's, you know, so much is put on, you know, age and beauty in the entertainment business, especially in pro wrestling. It's sad because these women have shown that not only are they still as sexy and beautiful and entertaining as they've ever been, their work rate and their ability to put on compelling stories inside the ring is ample. Lita is one of the greatest storytellers of all time. I would love to see another proper run from her before she calls it quits. Do you think she's got it in her, Mark?
But for how long is the question? How long can a talent that has been on the shelf for multiple years, if not a half a decade, come back and be able to produce over time? That's what I said about just recently about the, you know, people like Antonio Brown, like the football player. Yeah, okay. They good in spurts. But they're not going to be able to really do it for the entire season, be the bell cow for, and Lita is that. She cannot, at her age and at my age, go out there and do it for a long period of time. Now, you can go out there once and be as good as you ever was, but you're going to need about a week, 2 weeks to recuperate.
Okay. And I feel you on that. And that's a valid point. But if Bill Goldberg can get the juice and have his sort of legacy push and get a belt and have a nice little story told and, you know, do it with his kid and have, like, listen, I think you can manage Lita in the same way. She is a legend. People care about her. We feel attached to her.
Point
well
taken.
I don't think she got a proper... I don't think she's got a proper final salvo, right? So you protect her. You use her in special spots. You obviously do a little bit more mic work than in-ring work. And then you get, what, 4 or 5, you know, solid matches out of her as hopefully she has a feud with Charlotte Flair. Shit. Sign me up.
Sign up. Okay. Well, if you say that you can do it, then go ahead. Let's go.
Well, not me. I can't do shit. I just sit
no,
here
no. Well, mouth. You know, I mean her.
I know. No, but hey, one thing you can't deny, man. She looked like $1 million. I know we saw her a few years ago. You know, and she looked good, but this looked like a different Lita in terms of just the tightness, in terms of her muscle definition. Like, it looked like she had been putting in some work.
Yeah, I think she has been in the gym and her body's feeling good, and she's like, you know what?
Yep.
I ain't letting these young girls run me. Let me get out here and show them what time it is. You know what, man? That's great. If she's feeling strong and feeling really good physically, and this is the best she felt in a while, then maybe it's a good time. Like I said,
hey,
only you know.
Right. That's true. And we haven't really heard from Lita. She hasn't been doing the media rounds in terms of promoting or anything, so we haven't got to, you know, really pick her brain and, you know, get her thoughts on what the future holds in terms of any sort of lengthy return. But I will say this. Now, this is speculation. This hasn't been confirmed by anyone, but sources are saying, and this is, you know, fairly reliable sources, that Lita was in talks with AEW for a potential AEW spot before her WWE return. Now, that lends credence to me, at least, and makes me think that she does want a final proper run here, that it isn't just a one and done showing up at the Royal Rumble, getting her pop, and then going somewhere else. Because if that were the case, why would she have been in talks with AEW? You know what I mean? I think Lita wants to end her career inside the ring with a couple spectacular matches. So when I hear that news about AEW, that kind of makes me think that this is going to be more than a one and done and more than just a Royal Rumble appearance, Mark.
Yeah, I think so. And if she's having talks with AEW, then they like, nah, we don't want that. And they're going to do whatever they can to keep
in terms of the WWE. In terms of the WWE. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Lita is not – you don't want her going anywhere. especially – I didn't even think about this. Especially with Jeff Hardy, you know, there's obviously – pontifications, talks of Jeff Hardy reuniting with his brother. You could see a Hardy Boys potentially reunion with Lita at a different company. Yeah, I'm sure that was something that Vince would try to avoid. But nonetheless, excuse me here. Nonetheless, Lita is back looking like $1 million. And well, you can't deny the back and forth that she had with Charlotte last night. What'd you think about the return of Lita Nation? 877-344-4893. Do you feel like it's a one-off, or do you think that old Lita's got another run left in her? We'll be talking to you later as this hour continues, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some big news in the world of professional wrestling. It concerns AEW. It concerns GCW. It should concern everybody in the pro wrestling world. Why? Well, John Moxley's back and violence has returned to the business. We'll talk about it with the world's strongest man when we come back here on a Saturday. We are Busting Open.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, everyone. This is Kirk Morrissey.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce three new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all three podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a return to talk about in the pro wrestling world. John Moxley news coming down last night via the Twitters. The date is January 23rd. That's a Friday night. John Moxley making his return to the squared circle, not in an AEW ring, which I do find a little interesting. But as we know, Moxley, GCW staple now. I had this little run-in with Nick Gage here in Vegas. Then he got, Cardona. Now, obviously, this match that is happening for Moxley's return on the 23rd, GCW title on the line against Homicide. Violence is in the air, Mark Henry, and Mox has returned to the professional wrestling world. What'd you think about the news coming down last night?
You know, I was very happy to hear that because it told me a couple of things. One, that he's back working and that he very likely is out of rehab. And I'm happy for him on all counts. And I'm hoping that, you know, he's got a lot of clarity and understanding of where his life is going and who he's working for. And I think that we'll see an even better Moxley.
Yeah, that's always like, I mean, we've seen it at different points. We don't always know why folks go away. We knew in some cases in the 90s, if you read the dirt sheets and you kept up with the behind the scenes news, you know, guys like Shawn Michaels losing his smile, infamous, instances throughout the history of the business where folks have had to go away for mental health reasons, rehab, stuff like that. The return is sometimes better than the initial run, right? There's an added layer of character there. There's some realism to the story. And in some cases, as we talk about the workers, not that John Moxley needed it because he's one of the, you know, best wrestlers in the world today. There's a sort of a reinvigoration of the character. And I could see that happening with Moxley.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the emotional connection.
Yes.
That the fans feel like, damn, I know more about him. Like, I care about them as a person and as a wrestler. And when you get that, man, you can write your ticket. We already love Moxley. He is as tough as they come. We know that he's married to Renee Paquette, and he's got a new baby. But you don't know kind of what goes on at people's house. And you kind of sense that him going to rehab, stuff might have affected home. So now we care about their success. We care about them as a family being okay.
Yeah.
So emotionally, we want to see Moxley do well.
Well, there's a vulnerability and an honesty too, right? Like, I mean, Moxley went to rehab the day his book dropped. Great book, by the way, for anyone who hasn't read
it. Awesome book.
Which we talk about the vulnerability. He's vulnerable in that book. He opens up. You find out more about the human being. And then one of the things in the book, you know, addiction, substance abuse, you know, the realism of essentially a poor kid growing up in the Midwest during the 90s, right? I think there's a lot of us that can relate to that. And when you talk about addiction, you talk about the struggle of that, whether it be pills, alcoholism, cocaine, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's an epidemic in America. So, Yeah, I mean, not just an epidemic in America, it's an epidemic around the world. So the vulnerability and the honesty that Moxley has shown with this journey, and we haven't even got the full window into it, right? Maybe he uses that when he comes back. Maybe he talks about it. Maybe he doesn't. It doesn't matter. But the humanity of Jon Moxley, I think, is one of his strongest character points, and it's only growing. And I think that's a great point you bring up, Mark, because, yeah, I mean, it's a universal sort of commonality there. And something that almost every American, when I talk about addiction, substance abuse, whatever the case may be, just about every American household, every American family is tied to that epidemic in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're doing everything for the right reason. And that takes a bit of the sting off, because usually when people are self-medicating, regardless of what it is, something is awry. Something's not right. And sometimes you need counseling. You need somebody to say, hey, well, we know you're doing something, but why are you doing it? You know, and you eliminate the negative and you accentuate all your positives. And I would think that the number one positive is that baby and his wife and a new house. And all of those things are the positives. Now let's push those upward, and we say that won't work well with this going on. This right here, you have to eliminate, mm-hmm. and then all of this will be great. And I hope that he was able to find out that whether it's anxiety, whether it's fellowship with the boys. I used to love hanging out with the boys at the bar. I never drank, but I used to hang out at the bar anyway.
Right.
Maybe you don't hang out with the boys at the bar no more. You know, like, maybe you change. I'm not going to drink, guys. But we can go outside and smoke a cigar and talk and fellowship. Like, you just got to change stuff. And there's a lot of things that I did in my youth that, man, I just don't do no more, you know? I mean, it was fun when it was that season for it, but life is a seasons.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, the season for some of the foolishness, you know, just had to let it go. And I hope that he's been able to do the same.
Agreed, 100%. Now, that you talk about newness, you talk about characters, we're talking about Jon Moxley, obviously the return of Jon Moxley. The company that Jon Moxley is returning to is not the same company that he left. Now, I know Jon's returning on January 23rd, GCW, the world on GCW. That's going to be at the Hammerstein out there on the East Coast. But obviously, the elephant in the room, AEW, and not just AEW, obviously Jon, former AEW world champion, but when he returns, Adam Cole, a man he knows, Bryan Danielson, a man he knows very well, CM Punk, a man he knows very, very well. This is an entirely different company. That has got to be exciting for Jon Moxley. Yes, it's going to be exciting to come back and be reinvigorated. You got the break. You went to rehab, all that. But then again, the talent you're working with now, the possibilities of the storytelling, that's got to light a fire under his ass.
Yeah, man, the Bobby Fishers, You can name about 5 or 6 more people, but I think that Moxley is gonna fall in just right, because there's checks and balances that's gonna have to be made. We're gonna find out what some people are made of when Moxley gets back, because he takes no lames. Like, you got to bring your A game. Are you going to get the hell beat out of you? And I look forward to him returning, man. He just adds an element at AEW that, you know, when him gone, there's a void.
Is there a, I mean, obviously he's got his relationship with Eddie Kingston, and that was kind of, you know, being played with before he left. Who would you like to see John mix it up with when he first steps back in an AEW ring? Do you got anyone that jumps off the page at you?
Well, I mean, he's had his issues with, you know, with the Murder Hawk. And
that's true.
I see him coming back and being more of the same, the ass kicker, the he needs somebody that is a staple on the show, but that's not had the right dance partner. And there's some guys that, you know, that have elevated themselves since he was gone. You know, there's the Will Hobbs of the world that mm-hmm. has elevated him. Sammy Guevara has elevated himself. Dante Martin has elevated himself. Wardlow has elevated himself. There's multiple guys that I feel like would be a great adversary. I really think that Ricky Starks is a guy that is tailor-made for a guy like Moxley.
I would like that. Let me. What about this? What about this? I just want to get your thoughts on it. It's a man right now in AEW that a lot of folks have an opinion on. The crowd reactions are a big topic of conversation with this man. He is maybe not viewed as the most authentic character. I don't know. I don't really know exactly what everyone feels about him. Of course, I'm talking about Cody Rhodes, the TNT champion. Boy. Moxley has a way of bringing realism to any feud that he's in. I feel like Cody Rhodes, there is something happening with Cody in the ether of the professional wrestling world. Moxley could bring some truth there, some truth bombs to Cody. I don't know why a feud with them going 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and what they could get out of one another. What do you think about a Cody Rhodes-Moxley showdown?
I think that would be great because Cody did just go through a burning table. And you know what? If you still you don't dip your toe in that water, you might as well stay in.
That's and right.
Moxley
you're already here.
Moxley swims well in those waters.
Well said. Well said. Well, time will tell, but one thing we do know and one thing we can't agree on, no shortage of amazing stories being waiting to be told when Moxley makes his return to AEW. I know the locker room's looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it. The fans are looking forward to it. The pro wrestling world just got a whole lot more violent, and we are here for it. Speaking of violence in the pro wrestling world, just real quick, I didn't plan on talking about this. I was scheduled to go to break, but I bring up violence. Brody King, baby. Let's get it.
Wow.
I just had to mention that real quick.
Let's go. And I'm going to tell you, Malakai Black, you know, like, yep. There's another one. Like, there's so much talent, man. There's so many options. There's so many possibilities. Like,
old school?
Yeah, had to go old school on them. But that's definitely it, man. There's a lot of options, and that's a good thing.
Hey, everyone. This is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
So many activities! Yeah, that's right. Saturday. I'm Ryan. That's Mark. Start of hour three. It's weekly winner time. And Mark, we start weekly winner as we do every Saturday. We begin on a Monday looking back at Monday Night Raw. And listen, there were some things I really disliked about the week. Namely, Big E taking a pin, right? Kofi Kingston taking an L, and Bobby Lashley getting dressed down on a Monday night. But in terms of Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar, the comedic sort of acumen that he's been showing with Paul Heyman, I enjoyed it. I understand why he didn't like the Bobby Lashley and the way he kind of looked weak in that segment. But you got the AJ Styles match. You got the tag team championship change that happened with the Alpha Academy and RK-Bro. Then he had that main event with the triple threat for the number one contender with Doudrop taking the victory. There was a lot to like about Monday night. It was one of the better Monday Night Raws. Bobby Lashley stuff aside, the entire three-hour show, I actually thought played pretty well.
I thought the same thing. The Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar thing put a damper on the show for me. But, like, it was quality entertainment. Like, you know, when you say sports entertainment, that was a really good sports entertainment show. Wrestling-wise, we were disappointed, especially with the finish of Big E getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, man? Even that aside, I still think that show was good. And
it was.
You know, it's hard to, you know, cast judgment when you see. And I had people reaching out to me. What did you think about Otis using the World's Strongest Slam? Otis has been using the World's Strongest Slam. I thought it was smart that they used the World's Strongest Slam because Randy has been beat by the World's Strongest Slam before.
I would say he's lost. He's
and
lost
it,
that
it
before.
It made sense. Like, yep. my objection to people using the World's Strongest Slam is if they allow somebody to kick out of it, because it's one of the most devastating moves in pro wrestling. And why would you do, it's like, oh my God, you could prostitute a move and make it seem like it's not what it really is. But I was just happy that they used it in a positive light.
That I would completely understand. What about the fact, though, Orton, you know, going down that way with Riddle, RK-Bro, obviously a super popular tag team, one of the more enjoyable parts of Monday night. Alpha Academy, you know, taking the titles off of them. We love Otis. You know, I'm a big fan of Gable. I don't know if the story was there to take them off that way, right? I felt like there could have been more done with it. And what was your thoughts on that, the way it happened, the way that story played out?
You know what, man? Like, it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Like, you can
Fair
do
enough.
It with all yeah. the bells and whistles, or you could do it to where it can switch hands again quickly. And I think that they protected them. Wouldn't have been my favorite way to do it, but nonetheless, I think it's going to change hands again pretty quickly.
Okay. All right. So we move from Monday into Tuesday, where there was actually a little bit of a synergy there as Grayson Waller showed up on Monday night and attacked AJ Styles. So AJ Styles shows up on NXT on a Tuesday and takes out Grayson Waller. That was the main event, Styles and Waller. And overall, a pretty solid show as we get to get more familiar with this new crop, the NXT 2.0 talent, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, the qualifying kicked off. So there were some good parts of NXT. What'd you think about the show overall, Mark?
Man, I thought overall it was a good show.
Yeah.
Anytime I get Cameron Grimes, I'm happy as a pig in slop. The only thing that I thought was kind of a disconnect was a crowbar on a pole. Like, I mean, damn, a crowbar on a pole. I mean, what, the coal miner's glove was on vacation?
I'm wearing my Pete Dunne shirt, my Bruiserweight shirt today in solidarity with one of the best wrestlers on the planet, Pete Dunne.
Yes, he is. And the match was fine. Yeah. I just don't like the crowbar. I mean, if it was a baseball bat on a pole, it would have been better than a crowbar. Like, you hit somebody with a crowbar, you're going to kill them. You know, like, do stuff that's feasible. I mean, you might as well have had an ice pick on a pole match. You're going to stab them with an ice pick?
Chainsaw on a pole.
Chainsaw, yeah. Hanzo sword.
The Art Anderson special.
45. Right, so that was 45 ACP on a pole match. Hell out of here. Crowbar.
We move on to Wednesday, Mark. And Wednesday has been dominant, to say the least, with weekly winner. And I'll tell you what. It was a good show. I enjoyed Dynamite, as I tend to do on every Wednesday. But I honestly believe that it left a little bit open in terms of the rest of the show. Normally, when we come on here, Dynamite, at least for the last few weeks, has been the A show. It's been the most enjoyable show. It was another good show, but I felt for the first time in quite some time, Dynamite had some serious competition. I don't know if it was lack of Bryan Danielson, at Paige not necessarily the largest spot. Great match that kicked off the show with CM Punk and Wardlow. I love the callback to Bret Hart. And I believe it was Bret Hart and Diesel. No, CM Punk paying homage to Bret Hart. It was a really enjoyable opener. I liked the closer with Sammy Guevara and Daniel Garcia. Plenty of good stuff in between. It was another really good show on Wednesday from AEW.
It was the best wrestling show of the week.
Yeah,
I thought the best entertainment might have been Monday. The best wrestling show, I mean, CM Punk and Wardlow to start that off was a hell of a match. It had a lot of entertainment value to it. But
yes.
Dante Martin and Powerhouse Hobbs, the way they started it, the way that they went through it, the way that they finished, hell of a match.
Like, and Jay Lethal.
Yes.
Always love that.
And worth the price of admission just in itself. Serena Deeb, man, I have to say that she may be the best student that Rip Rogers ever coached. That's saying a lot because Cena came through there, Orton came through there, myself went through training with Rip. Like, Serena Deeb, man, she has the best gear change in pro wrestling by far. There is nobody that turns it up.
I would say work like rate, Serena not gear. Deeb. I would say work rate, not gear.
Work
not
rate.
Gear. Yeah. Her, I got you.
Her ability to get heat on you, get a cover, you kick out of her cover, she will beat the living shit out of you after that. She will put you in jeopardy, and then she'll stand over you. And then she'll try to cover you again. You kick out, she's going to do more to you. It's like her and Sheeta, I can't wait to see what's next. Like, it leads me to want to see more. They never leave you where you go, all right, I'm done with that. Like, you want to see what's going to happen next. Sammy Guevara and Daniel Garcia, hell of a wrestling match, man.
Which you knew. I mean, when you saw that on paper.
You knew that was going to be on paper.
Yeah, you knew that was going to deliver.
And, I mean, Sammy just throws his body around with reckless abandon, man. And Daniel Garcia, in kind, did the same. Like, they raised the level for each one of them. I would love to see them wrestle again next week. Just back to back. Like, hey, let's run this back.
Yep.
Let's run this back because I don't think you can beat me twice.
Yep. So another great showing on Wednesday. I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. We talked plenty about Friday, so I think folks know how we feel about that. My weekly winner does not sit on Friday, not Rampage, not SmackDown. Two good shows. I thought the best show of the week came on Thursday, Mark. My weekly winner. Yep. I just, with the what is happening with Ring of Honor, we don't know exactly what's happening, but we know belts are being defended on other companies. We're having invasions. There's curiosity there. Perrazzo and Roxy was an absolute banger. I love Masha Slamovich. Laredo Kid and Chris Bay kicking off the show. You know how much I love Chris Bay, right? Laredo Kid is obviously, his resume speaks for itself. I don't know if it's just the curiosity, the freshness of what's happening.
D-Lo
with ROH, all of it, the entire package. I thought top to bottom, front to back, just matches, entertainment factor. I thought for it all, I genuinely thought Impact on Thursday night had the best show of the week.
Bro, Dave and I talked about this yesterday.
Yeah,
and I said I can't say what I'm thinking because we actually do a show where we pit all the shows against each other. And I'll wait until, and I'm gonna have to agree. Like Impact, damn it. Do that every week.
Preach.
They had me fired up.
Yep. It was a good head show.
And you know what? They set up next week pretty damn good. I wanna see what's gonna happen with Charlie Haas. I want to see what's going to happen. God, why am I drawing a blank now?
Bennett? What are we talking?
Oh, shit. Made me cuss.
No, getting you to cuss ain't the hard part. We're still waiting on Ariel, super producer extraordinaire.
She's going to drop one. She's going to drop one.
Well, I mean. Hopefully see the
ROH championship defended next week, you know, that's going to be a good match. And they set it up right. They set it up like they did in the old days.
Exactly. It's the unknowns. It's the curiosity. It's what keeps you leading in to the next week. That's not to say, listen, every show's got
that. I want to see what's going to happen on Impact. You hear what I'm saying?
When
was the last time we did that?
Probably within, maybe 6 months. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. Probably
so they
since
did
the
a
Christian
good job,
stuff.
And they deserve to be the weekly winner. Not just off the fact that they had a good show, but because they set up next week as well. So
the surprises,
hey,
the matches,
congratulations.
The entire package.
You're not first,
that is
you're
a big salute. That's what would you say? Say it again.
I said, if you're not first, you're last. And
That's right.
Impact got my weekly one. Moose. I mean, you just go down. Look at Morrissey. Morrissey showed up looking like Thor. Looked like $1 million. Everything about that man. Let me stop.
And
they
to
they
your
think
point,
I'm on the payroll.
It was
or
the.
Something.
It's well, they always think you're on the payroll. It doesn't matter what company you're with. When you were with WWE picking WWE for weekly winners, you're getting your AEW. Oh, he's only picking AEW. We are wrestling fans. This man across from me pulled an all-nighter 2 years ago to stay up all night and watch Wrestle Kingdom so we could come up here on a Saturday and react to it live. Y'all are crazy. And it just
and
so happens that,
it.
Yeah.
Watch the replay.
Yeah, there you go.
And see if there I'm lying. Go. Or see if I'm picking favorites. That's I'm always picking favorites, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm horrible. Mm-hmm.
Well, our favorite, and I do find it a little bit interesting. This is no BS. This is taking you behind the curtain. We did not discuss this beforehand. I did not know, Mark. You vouch for me. Did we talk about this before we did this?
We did not. We didn't talk about weekly winner at all. We never do because we wanted to come across organically. Yeah. And the only way that we can do it to where it's real like what we're getting right now is if we don't pre-talk about it.
Yep. So, salute to Impact. That is a – it was a great show. It left you wanting more. And I do think there's a lot going on with – I think that played into it with Ring of Honor and the questions surrounding that. If you're a pro wrestling fan, you couldn't not love Thursday night and what Impact brought.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Producers are very own diva Gabby LaSpisa and Andre Viola. Sound designed by Neri Bailon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.